Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is our two in the go, always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Man, we've got so much going on. Last hour was an incredible hour of radio and TV. It was Liberty Roundtable Live simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon.tv. Go to Brighteon.com for the archives and check it out, baby. We had on Dan Schneider, Vice President of Free Speech America at the Media Research Council, highlighting that Google has been getting away with election interference for at least 16 years, if not longer. According to the Media Research Center, they have literally tampered with elections more than 41 times since 2008. Their documentation on this thing is stellar as well, Sheriff. We need to really realize these people don't play games. They dig in. They do the real research. They spend the time and document themselves to where, you know what, when the mainstream press says, oh, you don't have any evidence of election fraud, this is the quintessential point to group in reality. They've been nonpartisan. They've been around forever. Their research is just stellar. You can get their report and you can just debate it point by point with some of these clowns in the media. We the people need to start pushing back when they say we don't have any evidence for election fraud, and push back hard, because this is where the pay dirt is real. Not only is their report incredible, but there's a film made about this as well. You know, you can talk about a lot of issues when it comes to election fraud. This is, in my opinion, one of the most documentable of all of them. There's a movie made about it. There's the Family Research Council. There's the Media Research Center report on it. This is really, you know, you want to bring home the bacon, or you want the docs, the deets, the receipts. Here it is, sir.
Well, yeah, Sam. And, you know, I just keep thinking of the talking points and the brainwashing and the propaganda scams from the mainstream media. It's just absolutely astonishing how they were all so together on this, using the exact same CNN, ABC, CBS, all of them. I mean, dozens and dozens of media outlets all using the same talking points. How did they get those coordinated like that? Because they do. And that's exactly the plan they have. And so here we have now evidence, Sam, documented evidence that Google interfered, committed crimes, election crimes, 41 times since 2008. Absolutely astonishing. But, Sam, ask CNN. Sarah Sidner will tell you. The liar Sarah Sidner for CNN, who's a paid liar, most of them are. They're all paid liars. And she will tell you there was no evidence of election fraud or election crimes in 2020 or 2022. She'll tell you that. Yet we have all sorts of tons of evidence that she and others have lied, just like Adam Schiff lied.
Well, you got that right. There's so much to cover related to this. It's hard to even kind of know where to focus. But I want you to kind of understand that now they're literally trying to have illegals vote. I don't know how many illegals have come into the country since Joe Biden took over, but we had a lot of illegals entering the country even under Donald Trump and Barack Obama before that. So look, how many illegals do we have in the United States now? Many are estimating it's around 30, 40 million, Sheriff. That's literally over 10% of the country. And if these people vote, and understand, Arizona tried to stop them from voting, and the general government, the Biden administration, literally sued Arizona to allow illegals to vote. We have got a serious problem on our hands. And, you know, that's easy to document as well. These people are voting when they shouldn't. Old people are voting who are in nursing homes, who don't really have the mental faculties to vote. And I'm not mocking them. I'm just saying they're being taken advantage of. You've got dead people voting and people that have moved. Go ahead.
They're not physically or mentally capable of voting, Sam.
That's right.
And that's the investigation that Sheriff Schmeling conducted in Wisconsin. And he proved that. And he proved all sorts of crimes. And then he forwarded his investigative report to the Attorney General of the state. And, of course, the Democrat Attorney General scoffed at his investigation and refused to do anything about it.
All right, I've got an interesting headline for you, because the mainstream press, you know, used to be the ultimate gatekeepers. Whatever they said went, and there was no stopping them. That's changing rapidly as well. When you think about Flynn movie, people are creating documentaries telling the truth. That's having an incredible impact. When people have the events that we have on the ground where people can meet and greet and shake hands and learn and gain knowledge, that's having an impact. Radio shows and TV shows like Liberty Roundtable Live and the Sheriff Mack Show on TV and all this stuff, that's having a huge impact. It's so much so that where Tucker Carlson got fired and his audience grew. Well, I've got another headline for you that'll knock your socks off that I find interesting as all get out. Here it is. The ratings don't lie. Rogan, that's Joe Rogan, slaughters CNN. Believe it or not, here's a question for CNN regarding the ratings for Joe Rogan's podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is according to townhall.com. Spotify just disclosed that Joe Rogan has a staggering 14.5 million followers. Think about that. Joe Rogan has 14.5 million followers. In contrast, guess what CNN averaged, Sheriff, over the 2023 ratings? Any idea?
No, but it's really low. Maybe not even
1%. 582,000. Oh, so Joe Rogan at 14.5 million, CNN doesn't even crack a half a million hardly. CNN brags that Joe Rogan is, quote, fringe and controversial. However, the reality is his audience is, let's see, 10 times 500,000 would be 5 million. His audience is literally almost 30 times bigger than CNN alone. CNN is a fringe legacy clown media company. The fact that people have the freedom and the ability to switch off the mainstream press is incredible, and it must irritate them to no end. The fact is, we don't need them. There are plenty of clowns in the elite media that need to be shut down, and there's plenty of good people like Joe Rogan. Now, I don't even agree with Joe Rogan on everything. I don't agree with Tucker Carlson on everything. But you look at the media that we're doing, the media that they're doing, and the clown yesteryear media is going away. So this is a really, in my opinion, interesting story to kind of mention and highlight and stuff like that. Think about it. Tucker got fired and his audience grew. Rogan never played games with these clowns. He's had his own deal. I got a deal with Spotify, the new media. I've never been controlled by the mainstream press. They tried to control me, but I bought and built and created my own efforts with the support of so many wonderful people. I'm grateful for them. My whole point is the game is changing, Sheriff Mack. They cannot blackball, manipulate the truth hardly anymore. When Tucker and you know, these people stand up and we stand up, and the evidence becomes clear. They're losing credibility literally by the hour. It's not even by the day anymore, Sheriff.
No. Well, this is pretty amazing. And then you turn to their biggest heavy hitter, Google, and it's really hard to stand in the way and stop Google. They're, as Dan said, a $2 trillion company. And they use their influence to manipulate elections, and they have. And what Dan pointed out, obviously, they bury, the word he used, bury websites and stories that promote a Republican or like Trump or others, or like they did with
Herschel
Walker.
Or even RFK Jr. for that matter, even the Democrats.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true. But they do everything to protect the status quo and the Democrats, and sometimes they'll manipulate it for a rhino Republican. And so, yeah, Google has had a huge impact on elections. And as he said, he believed he got an extra 2.5 million votes that Google
for
did
Hillary.
For Hillary. And I'm sure the same thing with Biden. But Maybe they just turned that over to the computers to cheat for Biden. And so we do know that it's been several different legs to the cheating and the election crimes. It wasn't just one leg. It wasn't just stuffing ballots or ballot harvesting.
Go ahead and skip the break. This is just too important. Continue, Sheriff.
No, it's okay. But it was numerous different facets to it. And so some of them were election officials, making sure that things were manipulated that way. A lot of it, Sam, had to do with what happened to Don and me. We were sent six absentee ballots. Six.
Hey, ain't that cool?
We never requested any of them. And so this guy that's now Stephen Richer, Randy Miller and I went and talked to him in person, and he took us for a tour of the main counting center for all the ballots in Maricopa County. And there was a county commissioner there. I think his name's Hickman. And Stephen Richer took us for a tour for about two and a half hours. And then we sat down and talked to him. And Terry Lake would love to have Randy Miller and me as witnesses, because this guy, Stephen Richer, did not care one iota about the problems associated with computerized tabulation. He didn't care one iota that, and I told him face to face, my wife and I got six absentee ballots, six, three for my wife and three for me, sent to us in the mail. And I should have come up, I didn't know all of this was going to be blasting difference, you know, and the cheating and the whatnot. You know, I was all thinking, oh, there was just a mistake. He didn't care if it was a mistake, and he didn't care that it happened. I said, we never requested a single one of these.
Well, you should just give two of them to your illegal neighbors. They can use them, Sheriff.
Well, yeah. And so if I had contacted a detective from Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, and I said, I want you to witness this. I'm going to mail these in to see what they do with them.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. They'll prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law for election integrity issues. That's happening to people right now who are trying to expose the vote fraud.
Yeah, and so I wondered how that would be if I did it through a police officer and say, look, let's just do this as an investigation and see what they do with these ballots, because I didn't request them. I believe this is an attempt to cheat. But Sam, why would you get six ballots? And we never requested a single one. We always vote in person. We never requested those. And Stephen Richard, he didn't care. He's, oh, that was nothing. I said, why are we going to the expense of sending everybody six ballots? And how many other people got these? And how many people, like we did, threw them away? We destroyed them.
And then you got to wonder how many of those ballots then were doubly printed with the same codes on them that you threw away, so that they could turn them in. You got to ask that question, too, and follow the paper trail. Because if I create two identical ballots, you get one, and we know you throw it away because we know you don't do that. And then somebody else gets an identical ballot. It's like forgery of money, right? You create money and the serial numbers are wrong. It's like that. See, those are the details that if we can get to court and subpoena for evidence, we could double down on and prove. But it's very difficult when the courts just shut you down at every turn. But the good news is, Mike Lindell's going to the Supreme Court with Kerry Lake, and he's going to be highlighting this at our incredible conference coming up. CSPOA Las Vegas event coming up on April the 17th, all-day event at the Ahern Hotel. Keep an eye on CSPOA.org for details coming soon. Sheriff?
Yeah, Sam. So let's look at this six ballot thing that just people might think, oh, this is innocuous. It didn't mean anything, because they're all coded to Don and me. You know, they had serial numbers on them. Of course, I didn't verify that all the serial numbers were the same. I just looked at this and said, why am I getting this? And why did we get this? And how many other people got these? And are they being tracked? And are they being careful with them? Well, let's just say all of it was that way. Why would we have the county going to the expense of printing these up. So that means if each voter in that area got three ballots sent to them in the mail, look at the cost of that and say, why are they doing this? I did not request them. And so why are they going to that for three for every voter? That's a pretty expensive thing to be doing. And the mail is not free, you know, on this. And so why are they even bothering? Why would they even bother to send ballots to people who never even requested them? What is that about? He had no answer. Yet he is suing Carrie Lake for defamation. And now he's asking the court to sanction her. And so I've already left a message with Carrie Lake saying she needs Randy Miller and me as a witness in her case. That this Stephen Richard, he did not care that computers were being used and that computers get hacked. He didn't care. He said computers are better than hand counting. Yeah, which. okay.
So what you say in the media about that is he claims that without evidence, Sheriff. With no evidence, he claims that, right?
Well, Sam, the evidence is quite the contrary.
Oh, like, yeah, I forgot about that.
Like, these can't be hacked. These computers can't be hacked. And he told us that it's not tied. They're not connected to the internet at all. We found out later that that wasn't true. But let's say, okay, they're not. Then what are they hooked to? And then he showed us that. Well, it says this little computer chip here, right here, this program, it's all programmed on that. You just put it in there. I said, how do we know that those are valid? How do we know those haven't been hacked? And he said, oh, we do tests on them. Okay. So he's acting like there is no computer science involved in this that cannot be broken. And he basically said that no, these can't be hacked. No problem on this. So we have quite a bit, Randy and I both had quite a bit of experience with this guy. And then after the election, when we wanted to ask them questions, the county commissioner Hickman and him, they wouldn't return our calls. Yeah. Oh, they were both so willing to take us around and sit down and show us the whole thing so that we would trust what they were doing. But afterwards, they wouldn't back it up at all.
I don't really know how to respond to this. It's so egregious. It's so abusive and so wrong. So my headline now says, why did Sheriff Mack and his wife receive six ballots in the mail when they never requested any ballots, right?
No. We did not.
Wow.
And we went and voted. And that year, we went and voted in person. And then when I got there, the felt pen that we used on the actual ballot was bleeding through to the other side. And I showed it to the guy at the
they love that.
Where we voted.
That way they can throw it out.
Oh, that's not a problem. No problem. I said, you can see it on the other side. So anyway.
Well, it's only a problem, Sheriff, if you're one of those conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, it's not really a problem, you see. Yeah. I mean, this is just clown show 101, people. And, you know, they literally claim we have no evidence with a straight face. How do we allow them to get away with that? We have so much evidence. It's shocking.
And, Sam, Don and I just went and voted, right? We just went and voted a week ago. Wasn't it a week ago? When the primary election for the Democrat president and the Republican president. We voted on the Republican, and we voted for Trump. And that was it. There was only one candidate. And so we had, like, two marks on the ballot, and they had a fan. Before you put it in the machine, they had a fan, and they said, well, put that in front of the fan so it dries. They literally had a stand fan making sure that your ballot got dried off before it went into the machine.
What?
So, yes.
Are you kidding me right now?
I am not kidding.
Everything they're doing is absolutely intentionally destroying the ability for honest, clear, transparent votes with accountability at the end of the rainbow, Sheriff.
No, they're making sure that it was good, Sam, but what about all the other times where they never had the fan there? That's the first time I've ever seen a fan. So they said, okay, put that right there. If you would just hand count, you wouldn't need the stupid fan, and you wouldn't need all this, and you wouldn't need to spend all this money on computers. And, Sam, can I ask you this question again? What is the government purpose? How does this serve the American people, the government purpose of using computers? What is it?
Well, if you say what they say, it's because we need to count votes accurately and quickly, and we need to, you know, this. The truth is they lie. It's only so they can literally commit election fraud. That's why
I don't care about quick. I don't care about quick. I want accurate. And then Stephen Richard said that this is the most accurate way to do it, is computers. And I said, how do we know that? Oh, because we tested the computers. Who tested them? And is it possible that they're tested and then after that somebody manipulates it and then puts it back at the other way, the original, after the election?
Yeah, so you go to the safe and you look and it's locked, and then I come and pick the lock. That's all.
Yeah. And so they test it, and then somebody hacks it during the election, and then they unhack it when they start to count. So that is not possible. Of course it is.
Well, it's been proven in court and before Congress that it's possible, right? Congress has seen proof that it's possible. We even have up on our website, cspoa.org, an election history video about how fraud and election fraud is committed and everything else. And they document the machines can be hacked so fast it's not even funny. This is beyond debate now, Sheriff. This isn't debatable anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So, anyway, we're going to be talking a lot about election integrity issues at our CSPOA conference on April the 17th in Las Vegas. Keep an eye on CSPOA.org for the flyer with all the details so you can know get your discount at the Ahern Hotel with the code CSPOA. You can click on a link and sign up immediately for you, your friends, your loved ones, an all-day power-packed event. Mike Lindell, Michael Flynn, Sheriff Mack, sheriff after sheriff that are currently active and involved in border issues, election integrity issues, how to set up a posse in your area to support your sheriff. I mean, literally, Bob Songer has over 150 people in his posse doing a wonderful job, all kind of things that's volunteer work that saves the county literally millions of dollars every year. And it rounds out the knowledge base of the sheriff's office in just a way that is so incredible. From search and rescue, I mean, I can keep going, but it's just amazing.
Do you know who I think is going to be a real star show at the event on September 7th?
Oh, there's going to be about 30 of them, but I'm with you. Who do you
got? Yeah, there is. But the one I think is going to knock everybody's socks off, and I think that's going to be happening all day. I agree totally with you. The types of speakers that we have and the activists that have been in this fight for years, some decades. I believe it's going to be former Sheriff Glenn Hamilton and his pastor, Caleb Cooper. And they do the Sheriff Shepherd Show. And they went on tour after they did this, because this sheriff, Sheriff Hamilton in New Mexico, he just retired a few months ago. He stood as sheriff of his county for his pastor, and his pastor called him and said, Sheriff, I am not going to shut down. Will you defend me? And that story, Sam, is going to knock your socks off.
Yeah, no time in jail for the sheriff. My question to you is why? And the answer is because he's the Cleo. We'll talk about that as we come back in seconds on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated radio show.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A mass casualty incident in Baltimore after a catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Many drivers left in bitter cold waters. Laura Winters reports.
Dramatic video shows a cargo ship hitting a bridge in Baltimore and the entire span collapsing, with people in their cars going straight down into the water, a rescue effort ongoing at this hour.
Governor Wes Moore now declaring a state of emergency in the wake of the disaster. Kylie lives close to the bridge and describes what it was like when the span came down.
My room was shaking. I sat up real fast, held onto my bed. I thought it was an earthquake happening.
Again, the incident being treated as a mass casualty event. Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. Meanwhile, Donald Trump now urging Israel to bring its war with Hamas in Gaza to an end. USA's John Schaefer with details.
Speaking to Israel Hayom, Trump cautioned that Israel's international support is waning due to the increasing civilian casualties in Gaza. He also took aim at the Israeli government for its publicity of the military campaign and the resulting devastation from its ground operation.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is flatly denying any involvement in an alleged illegal gambling operation. The star spoke publicly with reporters about the developing scandal for the first time on Monday.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf.
Through an interpreter, Ohtani said he's very sad someone close to him would be accused of theft and illegal sports betting. He called his ex-interpreter a liar. This is USA News.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, why did Sheriff Mack and his wife receive 6 ballots in the mail when they didn't even request a single ballot? They always vote in person. Election fraud? Well, he went and brought it to the attention of the officials, and they don't give a dang. They don't care. That alone is serious, serious problems indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Right before the break, we were talking about this incredible pastor and sheriff in New Mexico that kept the church open when the federal government and the state of New Mexico said, shut it down. The pastor said no, got his sheriff involved, and the sheriff said no, and the church remained open, and nobody got arrested, sheriff. How does that happen? Answer, Cleo, right?
Yeah, the Cleo, the chief law enforcement officer of the county, confronted them, confronted the state police when they came, and the state police said, look, we're just following orders. We don't like this either. Following orders. Gee, where did that come from? The Nuremberg trials, when the Nazis were put on trial, they said, hey, we were just following orders to kill all these people and torture these people and to act like thugs. We were just following orders. We had to do it. So we say the same today, and we think that that's a good excuse. It is the most lame excuse there ever was. And these today, our cops are doing it because they've been inculcated, brainwashed, and threatened with their jobs if they don't do what they're told. But he went there, and a good sheriff saying, no, your orders, your following orders are not going to happen. Just following orders is not going to happen at this church. Not going to happen in my county. Let's see. Who does that hurt when a sheriff stands against tyrannical, abusive, and corrupt politicians? It only hurts those politicians. And that's what Sheriff Hamilton did. That's a good name for a constitutional sheriff. Sheriff Hamilton. They ought to make a play in a movie about that. So I guess Sheriff Hamilton stood, and the pastor stood, Pastor Cooper, and they've taken this message on tour, and Pastor Cooper is bringing his family to the event on the 17th. Sheriff Hamilton, I believe, is bringing his wife, and they are going to do their story together, and I think it's going to make the conference worthwhile. It will make getting off work to come to this amazing event worth it. We're talking about saving our country. Come and find out how you can join this holy cause. Get off work and come on down, or come on up, wherever you are, come on over to Las Vegas on April 17th. Be there the night before because it starts early. We are going to get started, hopefully a little bit before 9:30, so that we can fit all these amazing speakers and these suggestions and recommendations and plans to take back our country county by county, one good Cleo sheriff at a time.
And ladies and gentlemen, they've been telling you lies in the media. Mary McCord, Rolling Stone magazine, the Southern Poverty Law Center, all these clown organizations are literally telling you that we have nothing but political legal theory, that we don't really have any facts. My response is the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered was won by Sheriff Mack and Bill Clinton lost. Now, is that political theory? You then say, okay, well, forget that. That's just a narrow case. No, it's the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. Now, what about all these other issues? What about the example of this sheriff and pastor standing together? Two people. I don't know how many people the state of New Mexico has in it, but it's a couple of million, right? And you go, two people literally stopped the shutdown of religious services and said, no, we're not going to shut down. They came to the pastor, and they said, you know what? You're non-essential. And he went to the sheriff and he said, I think this is essential. I agree with him. But again, where does essential come from? Does that decide if they have authority based on essential or not essential, based on their own whims? See, this has got to stop, folks. That's political theory to say, oh, you're not essential. But the bar is, the lap dance is, but your church, no. Okay, this has got to stop. And we need to realize that our rights aren't based on the determination of what's essential or not. These two people, the pastor and the sheriff, literally changed the game for worshipers in New Mexico. That can be done all over the country, and they're afraid of hearing that truth. Sheriff, that's the bottom line on this.
Maybe a quick timeout here, Sam. And I know that it was covered in the news at the bottom of the hour. But we, you and I both have a lot of friends in Maryland, and our thoughts and prayers are out to you people. We hope that they get this taken care of and that they find that that the death toll is minimal. We already know Amen. That several people have died.
Our Just to rewind really quick so people understand, we're talking about a container barge hit a bridge in Maryland, took the whole bridge down. They're declaring a national emergency in Maryland right now as a result of this. It's a horrible tragedy, and our prayers go out. I just wanted to get the reset in case somebody hasn't heard. They're kind of going, what? Well, that's what we're talking about, Sheriff.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. But restoring America is still moving forward, taking our Constitution back, taking our freedom back, restoring civil rights, restoring the civil rights movement, because the people who say they're a part of that will not do it anymore. And Sam, even the NAACP, I would submit to you that we do more for minorities than the NAACP does. We are actually purporting and trying to defend civil rights. They are not. They are simply going along and doing whatever the Democrat Party is trying to accomplish. They jump on board. There's a huge difference between supporting a party and supporting the civil rights movement. And we are supporting the civil rights movement.
There you have it. I'm reviewing commercials in the background that we're building for this event that we're going to be having coming up. It is incredible. All right, I want to move to another story before the end of the hour that I want you to be able to speak about, Sheriff Mack. There's probably nobody more qualified in the country to speak to this than you. Why? Because he's a sheriff? Because he spent his time going all the way to the Supreme Court defending your right to keep and bear arms. That's why he's the most qualified to speak on this topic. All right, here's the deal. Trump said, take the guns first, due process second. Now, that's coming back to bite him in the derriere when it comes to his fines and everything else. But shame on Trump for that. I like to praise Trump when he's right, but I'm also willing to tell the truth when he's wrong. And when he wants to take the guns first and due process second, he's wrong. But it seems like Joe Biden and company are carrying that legacy of Trump's forward. They want to take the guns first, due process second, and that's what they're doing right now. Here's the headlines and the details of the story. And then I want Sheriff Mack just to literally kind of highlight this from his own perspective. Here it is. The Department of Justice unconstitutionally announced the creation of a new entity to train state and local officials on procedures to apply red flag laws that temporarily prevent certain individuals from owning or having a firearm. It's called the National Extremist Risk Protection Order. Let me say that again. The National Extreme Risk Protection Order, ERPO, ERPO is what it's being called. It's the resource center they're creating now out of thin air. I don't believe Congress has given approval for this at all either. It's an entity that was created under the DOJ's Office of Justice Programs, they call it. OJP, I guess, is the term they're using for this thing. And they say that it will both, quote, educate and assist local officials when they initiate what they call legal proceedings. I would call it illegal proceedings to obtain, quote, red flag orders that rescind an individual's right to keep and bear arms when or based on this belief that they may pose a threat to others or themselves. The individuals to be trained in this new program going out nationwide to a county near you, the individuals to be trained will be, quote, law enforcement officials, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, clinicians, victim service and social service providers, community organizations, and behavioral health experts and professionals. Sheriff, this is flat out going to deny you your right to keep and bear arms like nobody's business. Joshua Phillip over at the Epoch Times wrote this headline to make the point. Red flag laws could now confiscate firearms. And that's what they're doing as a backdoor. Now, let me add that story to what I experienced over the weekend. I went to a gun shop. My son's looking for another gun. And when we got there, the guy just said to us, hey, I got plenty of guns, hardly any ammo. They're basically mixing the ability to not get ammo with this now red flag law training. Even in areas where there's no red flag laws right now, they're going to go ahead and crank up this training to educate and manipulate. Go ahead and skip the break. To educate and manipulate this to where pretty soon, if law enforcement gets indoctrinated, if all these different professionals they're talking about gets indoctrinated, pretty soon they will basically take away your right to keep and bear arms. Even though there's guns in every store, you won't be able to have ammo for your gun. And everybody will be so doctrinated against it, wrongfully so, that they will effectively disarm the public. This is happening right now. It just happened over the weekend, this executive order, right after the $1.2 billion package got passed by Congress and signed by Joe Biden to make sure the government doesn't shut down. Shame on them all, especially Mike Johnson and clowns for getting that. They rolled this out from the Justice Department really in quiet. Most people don't even know about it. The mainstream press is not talking about it. Sorry for such a long-winded summary, but that's the deal, Sheriff.
Well, didn't you say that the Department of Defense was part of the training?
No, the Department of Justice.
Okay. At the beginning, I thought you said Department of Defense. But
if I did, it's my error. Department of Justice is rolling this out.
Well, whether it's DOD or DOJ, it doesn't make any difference. None of them have the authority to get involved in that. And it's astonishing, though, that some judge has declared that it's okay for illegal aliens to have guns. So none of this will be aimed at illegal aliens, just law-abiding Americans. And that's what the gun control scheme has been aimed at since day one. Way before I filed the lawsuit, I saw that the Gun Control Act of 1968 that was promulgated as a result of the assassinations of several of our leaders in America, starting with JFK in 1963. This is all an attempt. All of that has been used and exploited to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. Because just as numerous banana republic dictators, communist dictators, and so on, have always used gun control to control the masses, not the guns, but the masses, to control people that they will not have a legitimate defense to tyranny and oppression and abuse and being jailed. And just like these red flag laws will put innocent people at risk, put innocent people in prison, put innocent people under the watch of government. And 1984, folks, is alive and well, and it's hitting us right in the face. And George Orwell has called all this, and now we have a government that Patrick Henry warned us about, that the Constitution would not keep the dishonest, corrupt politicians from making headway. Well, no Constitution will. And so I take issue a little bit with Patrick Henry on that.
Yeah, what he really meant, though, is the constitutional principles written in the hearts of the people, though. They were educated. It wasn't correct. The piece of paper. It was their education and understanding. It was their heart. It was their soul. It was their political religion, so to speak, right?
Well, exactly. And the thing of it is, I don't care what kind of government you have, and I love Patrick Henry, don't get me wrong, but no matter what kind of country you have, what government you have, nothing will stop. It says, John Adams said, this was the Constitution was meant for a moral and religious people, wholly inadequate for any other. Well, that's what we're seeing, because people might not be the people of America might be religious and they might be good moral people, but then they make the huge mistake of being apathetic and thinking that the government is going to take care of us. That's probably the worst brainwashing that we've been victimized by, and that is that government is here to take care of us, and they will. The problem
Amen
is
to that.
That is true, and they are. They're going to take care of us, and they're going to take
yeah,
us
Yeah, you're going to own nothing and be happy they lie at the global level to make the point, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Sheriff Mack, have you seen the movie called The Great Escape? 1963 movie?
Of course.
Anyway, that movie really highlights a lot of what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to tyranny, etc. By the way, who is RFK Jr.'s potential VP pick? He's supposed to announce it today. We're waiting on that. But many of us think it's going to be Nicole Shanahan. Do you realize who Nicole Shanahan is, Sheriff Mack?
No.
This lady, Nicole Shanahan, literally was married to the founder of Google, Sergey Brin. She's backed Democratic causes for a long time. She's an unknown attorney that really backs the deep state. She's really a first-generation American because her parents came over. We don't even know if her parents were citizens. And now they're thinking about her for the VP ticket. The reason that RFK Jr. is doing it is because Google has been blocking him big time. Well, maybe a tie to Google and her ex-husband might help. Plus, she's got ton of money to fund his campaign. Remember the Super Bowl? You remember the Super Bowl ad that came out about RFK Jr. and his family and all that? She's the one that funded it, Sheriff.
Oh, okay. Well, now he's making Google part of his campaign. So to have Google as his vice president, that should really do well for him. And should be the nail in the coffin for the
to
Biden
me, it's more
campaign.
Election fraud, though. You got this girl. You can say it's not, but, man, the ties that bind are the questions you got to look at and stuff like that. And you got to pull on those interesting strings. It reminds me of Donald Trump Jr. married to Kimberly, or not married, but his girlfriend is Kimberly Guilfoyle or whatever her name is. Look, she was married to Gavin Newsom, for heck's sakes. What is happening right with these chicks? And I don't even know how to respond to this at all, but we better really focus on our right to keep and bear arms. It's under assault all across the country like you wouldn't believe. But again, even in Illinois, the governor said we're locking down on guns, and all the sheriffs said, no, you're not. That's not happening. So we do have sheriffs standing up, and we do have the chief law enforcement officers that do have plenty of authority. The proof is in the pudding, Sheriff. But these red flag laws are a disaster.
Yeah, and you talk about the Illinois sheriffs. I mean, we've had hundreds of sheriffs nationwide that have taken very strong stands, and it was for liberty, and it was for our Constitution, and it was for civil rights. And now people in the news media, we've been attacking a lot today, want to make that look like that's dangerous, chaotic, and extreme. And again, the word dangerous. It's dangerous to have CLIOs that will stand for the right thing and that will stand for civil rights and stand for our Constitution. And they literally want to scare all of you that if you don't go along with tyranny, and you don't go along with the Democrat dogma, that would be dangerous. And that's why I use that word in my book, The Magic of Gun Control, because it's dangerous. Yes, Sam.
The now you're ready for something interesting?
Illusions.
Yeah, you've never ahead. Agreed with AOC before, but you probably do now. You ready?
Yeah. I want to hear this.
AOC demands that the GOP specify actual crimes in their GOP inquiry. She's saying put up or shut up. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't agree with her point, but I agree with, look, we got to put up or shut up. Start doubling down on the charges, not just making claims, but if they're real, arrest people. You got to get to that point, Sheriff.
I will gladly help the Republicans do that. Treason. Bribery, you see, that's what the money is, you know, that one's really obvious.
But see, they've already proved that. They just won't take action, though, Sheriff. There's not enough mojo for the Republicans to take any action.
How about the cover-up of the cocaine that was found in the White House and the Secret Service refused to release their investigation? How about Hunter Biden having all these jobs that he wasn't qualified for? And you know as well as I do, AOC, that was money laundering, it was bribery, it was paying for influence, which is treason. And we already have the proof that Biden has lied about all of that. Oh, I never knew one thing about what my son was doing with China and the Ukraine and Russia. I didn't know one thing about it. But boy, I sure liked how my bank account got increased. And AOC, I'll be happy to, and the Republicans should be happy to, And racketeering, the RICO statutes are, you call it a category. Yeah, it's a category for all the crimes that they committed, or some of them at least. And so she doesn't know when to shut up, but this should be a huge opportunity for the Republicans to answer her question and say, here you go. You ready to vote with
but
us?
Her point is right, that they will not deliver the goods. And that's the problem. You're right on every point you make, and they know it. And they've been speaking out against it, but they don't have the guts to do anything about it. It's like lock her up talking about Hillary. Yeah. And at the end of the day, they're not locking up anybody. Right?
Well, tell them to move over. I'll do it.
So you're absolutely correct on the point. I don't disagree a bit. I'm just saying, hey, at least AOC now is saying, hey, put up or shut up. So now my response is the same is good for the goose and the gander, AOC. Yeah. Let's have the Democrats put up or shut up. They claim there's no election integrity problems, that it's all good. Well, they were the ones that complained about election integrity before. They're denying it now. Then they call us election deniers. They're the election truth deniers. We have evidence. Go look at the MRC report. Go look at the movie made about Google and the criminal activity there. Go ask RFK Jr. if Google is in bed with the problems. And okay, and you'll see very quickly that there is evidence. So put up or shut up to AOC, too. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, Sheriff.
How could he pick that lady? He's trying to stay away from what?
I understand.
Corporate control.
But listen, he's DOA, dead on arrival. If he doesn't get a bunch of money into his campaign, this chick's got the cash, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So.
And she got her cash. She came here poor as a church mouse. She got all of her cash. She has ties to the Chinese, too. But look, she's got tons of cash because she married into cash, cash, cash over and over several times, Sergey Brin being one of them.
Well, why did he put out that he was considering Aaron Rodgers and the former wrestler and governor of Minnesota?
Because that gets you media.
Just media? Okay, well, I thought, Aaron Rodgers, he said he's going to play football next year. And finish out his year for the New York Jets. But I didn't buy either one because Jesse Ventura is old and kind of a has-been, and he hasn't been involved in anything for a long time. And that he was ever the governor of Minnesota, that was like, gosh, how did they manipulate that? And I think he's an okay guy. He's got some great ideas and whatnot, but he was not qualified to be governor. You know, go from pro wrestling to, you know, fake all-star wrestling to fake politics, I guess. You know, but no, I thought it was all a joke. And I'm tired of really all the emails and texts that I get from politicians. And, oh, this message was written just for you. This is Donald Trump, and I want to talk just to you.
And I want to hear from you. No, you don't. Otherwise, give me your cell number. Let's prove it. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to you. And I'll fly out to Mar-a-Lago and sit down with you, you know. And you're Richard.
I'd rather go to the Trump Tower because we're saying keep your hands off the Trump Tower. Let's go to the Trump Tower and sit down in the conference room. I'll even buy the sandwiches while we talk.
Yeah, I tried to get into the Trump Tower once and to defend Sam Gerard, and they wouldn't even let me get in the elevator. So, yeah. But
security.
Sam.
Protecting the elite from the rest of us is what we're starting to see, huh, Sheriff? But the good news is we have our conference, ladies and gentlemen, and it will be an incredible hope offering peaceful and effective solutions, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, and the people need to understand this is your country, and you have to be part of the solution, and you have to be part of the process. Get off your couch, get involved, and we will show you how to do all of that. And if we work together on this, we're going to win. There is hope. That meeting will prove
it. Amen.
There's hope.
CSPOA.org. Keep an eye on it. It'll be up in a few hours, and you can start to sign up, man. I'm telling you, there's limited space. You got to do it, and you got to do it right away. April 17th, all day at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. CSPOA.org. God save the Republic of the United States of America.